Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio, we will discuss elegy. E-L-E-G-Y. Elegy. So, elegy kise kehte hain? See, elegy is basically a poem of lament or a poem to mourn the death of somebody. In general, that is what a elegy is. And there is also something called pastoral elegy. So, pastoral elegy, how is pastoral elegy different from normal elegy? We'll discuss that. And also, what are the different names of elegy? Means sometimes it is called monody, sometimes it is called a dirge, D-I-R-G-E, sometimes it is called a threnody, and of course sometimes also referred to as pastoral elegy. So pastoral elegy ke kya kya traits ya kya kya characteristics hote hain? First is the poet and the person which the poet mourns or laments about are represented as shepherds. After that, the poet begins with an invocation to the muses and also refers to diverse mythological characters during the poem. Third, nature is involved in mourning the shepherd's death. So it's not just the poet that is involved in mourning or lamenting, but entire nature is involved. The poet also reflects on divine justice and contemporary evils. And at the end, there is also a renewal of hope and joy with the idea expressed that death is just the beginning of life. So these are basically the characteristics of pastoral elegy. And as I said, it's mostly about shepherds. Okay, whoever has died is represented as a shepherd. Now, monody kiso kehte hain? M-O-N-O-D-Y. Monody kiso kehte hain? Monody also refers to a elegy or a poem of lament for somebody's death. But in Greek tragedy, it also means an ode that is sung by a single actor. Use kehte hain monody. Then dirge kya hota hai? D-I-R-G-E. Basically, it is a hymn or a song of lamentation and grief. And it was typically composed to be performed at a funeral. Matlab, kisi ke funeral pe ye compose kiya jata tha. So, in other words, it is also a poem of lament or a song of lament. And one small difference between an elegy and a dirge is, a dirge is normally shorter and less meditative. Okay, it is shorter than an elegy and less meditative than an elegy. An example can be Christina Rossetti's poem, A Dirge. Matlab, dirge hi title hi hai dirge. And then Philip Sidney's poem called Ring Out Your Bells. Okay, Ring Out Your Bells. This is the title of the dirge, which Sir Philip Sidney has written. Now, threnody kise kehte hain? Threnody bhi, you know, it's a kind of lament or let's say a kind of elegy. And a good example of threnody is a poem by John Dryden. Uska title hai Threnodia Augustalis. And then the subtitle is A Funeral Pindaric Poem Sacred to the Happy Memory of King Charles II. Okay, this is the complete title. Okay, and no, for short, it is called Threnodia Augustalis. And basically what John Dryden did was that he wrote this poem to commemorate the death of Charles II. And it was written in 1685. Okay. So, Threnodia Augustalis. This is a good example of threnody. And again, as I said that this is nothing but a poem of lament, almost a kind of elegy. Now, after that, let's consider some examples. Why? Because from an exam point of view, exam mein examples se question aate hain. Now, if we consider Old English, from Old English, or let's say pre-Chaucerian times, wahan se examples kuch pehle consider karte hain. One is the poem called Wanderer. Okay, Wanderer. It is a anonymous poem. Theek hai? Nobody knows who has written this. Theek hai? First is Wanderer, then the Seafarer. Okay, the Seafarer. And third, Dior's Lament. Okay, Dior's Lament. This is the third example from medieval lyrics. Or let's say pre-Chaucerian times. After that, if we take the example from Chaucer, Chaucer's work called Book of the Duchess. Okay, Book of the Duchess. Modern times mein, there is a poem by W.H. Auden called In Memory of W.B. Yeats. Okay, In Memory of W.B. Yeats. Basically, W.H. Auden composed this poem on the death of W.B. Yeats. Then Thomas Gray's poem, a very famous poem called Elegy Written in a Country Churchyard. Okay, Elegy Written in a Country Churchyard. This was published in 1757. This is also taken to be as an elegy because there are meditations on themes like mortality. And after that, the famous Victorian poet Alfred Lord Tennyson, his long poem called In Memoriam. Now, In Memoriam was written on the death of Arthur Hallam. Okay, Arthur Hallam was basically a friend of Lord Tennyson. So, this is also a poetry of a poem of lament or elegy. Now, some other examples can be Edmund Spenser's poem called Astrophil. Okay, Astrophil. And this was written on the death of Sir Philip Sidney. Okay, so it is just to commemorate his death. Uske baad John Milton also has written, you know, the famous poem called Lycidas. Okay, Lycidas. Matthew Arnold has also written an elegy called Thyrsis. Okay, Thyrsis a Monody. This is the complete title. Okay, Thyrsis a Monody. And basically, there was a person called A.H. Clow. Okay, A.H. Clow was the person. And after his death, Matthew Arnold wrote this elegy. Then P.B. Shelley has also written a poem on the death of John Keats called Adonais. Okay, Adonais. A-D-O-N-A-I-S. Adonais. This was published in 1821. And as I said, Milton has also written an elegy called Lycidas. And this was to commemorate the death of Henry King. Okay, Henry King. Now, exam mein poochte kya hai ye log, that they might give you some options and say, you know, match the following. They might give you two columns in which name of the elegy is there and name of the person who is commemorated in the elegy, that is given. So you have to match that. So from an exam point of view, what you should do is, along with knowing the meaning of elegy, you should also write down some examples and also whom does this elegy or poem commemorate. Matlab, kiske yaad mein likha hua hai.